Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Monday, December 20th, 2010. Hello and welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Alex is taking a well-deserved break, so I'll be your fill-in host for today, Paul Joseph Watson, editor and writer for PrisonPlanet.com. And of course, as ever, we've got a gargantuan amount of news to cover. We're going to be going to some of your calls during the course of the broadcast. And in the second hour, we welcome political scientist, former fighter pilot, and of course, editor of the World Affairs Brief, Joel Skousen, to discuss the so-called tax cut legislation, the WikiLeaks situation, the latest developments on that, the economy, and much, much more. But first, some of our top stories today. And at the moment, there's no story bigger, of course, than the Washington Post. Gleefully, it seems, reporting that the American people are now all basically Al-Qaeda until proven innocent. That's right. The federal, state, and local governments are using methods first inflicted on the populations of Iraq and Afghanistan to, quote, collect information about Americans using the FBI, local police, and state homeland security. And this is an 8-page article in the Washington Post today, which reveals how, you know, to fight the terrorists, of course, the terrorists who supposedly attacked us because they hate our freedom, the federal government is now busy using every trick in the book to strip Americans of their constitutional rights and treat them as terrorists. Now, the headline is Monitoring America by Dana Priest and William M. Arkin. This is the Washington Post. From Afghanistan to Tennessee. On a recent night in Memphis, a patrol car rolled slowly through a parking lot in a rundown section of town. The military-grade infrared camera on its hood moved robotically from left to right, snapping digital images of one license plate after another and analyzing each almost instantly. Suddenly, a red light flashed on the car's screen along with the word, "Warrant." "Got a live one, let's do it," an officer called out. And it goes on in this Washington Post article to list all these different technologies, mobile biometric fingerprint readers, biometric face scanning cameras, and of course, we know about the mobile radiation scanner trucks, all of which were used against suspected terrorists in Iraq and Afghanistan, which are now being used against innocent Americans. And the question to come out of all this, because, of course, listeners to this show will largely know all this information to begin with, but why are they throwing it in our faces? And why is the Washington Post, the, you know, the biggest establishment mouthpiece in America, supposedly lifting the lid to reveal this surveillance panopticon? Well, A, it is to throw it in your face, but moreover, it's the process of learned helplessness. And this is indoctrinating Americans to accept that the government's reading your emails, that they're reading your instant messages, listening to your phone conversations, they know what websites you're visiting, and that there's nothing you can do about it. It's learned helplessness, training people how to be good slaves. And of course, it's all in the name of stopping the terrorists. The same terrorists who, in every single case we documented since 9/11, are always entrapped by FBI informants and literally handed the bombs, handed the explosives to carry out their deeds. So as long as, you know, your conversations, your emails and the websites you visit don't betray any signs of terrorism, then you have nothing to worry about. You can go back to sleep. But of course there's a problem, because what you consider to be terrorism isn't necessarily the same definition of what the federal government considers to be terrorism. And I will explore this further after the break on the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's the Alex Jones Show live. I'm your fill-in host, Paul Joseph Watson. Now, we were talking about, before the break, the fact that the Washington Post wants you to know that Big Sis is monitoring America for your safety. And now part of their eyes and ears in monitoring America are trash collectors, truck drivers, Walmart shoppers, and things like, you know, Big Sis's See Something, Say Something program. They're the people who are now monitoring America for terrorists. The crack terrorist hunters are now the garbage collectors in your local community. I bet that makes you feel very safe. So we got Big Sis. If you see something, say something. Well, I'll tell you what I see. I see a decaying banana republic, which is following the path of every other dictatorship in history, be it, you know, ruthless or blundering. I see people being brainwashed every time they turn on the television and watch CSI Miami. You know, every time you turn on the radio and there's an ad council commercial telling people to report suspicious activity. And of course, again, it's all for our safety, just like it was for the safety of those in the former East Germany to have their neighbors recruited as spies for the state to keep an eye on them. I mean, ask yourself the question, why did the communist-controlled government of East Germany recruit thousands of ordinary citizens as domestic informants, because primarily they wanted to incarcerate political dissidents and prevent people from trying to escape beyond the Berlin Wall. This was a physical imprisonment that political dissidents in East Germany were trying to escape from. But in the 21st century, it's all about preventing Americans from escaping from the psychological Berlin Wall that is erected to prevent them from seeing the truth behind this, you know, concrete structure of lies. And so long as this psychological Berlin Wall is projected in the human consciousness through these terror threats and the danger of your neighbor turning you in for, you know, flying an American flag, handing out DVDs, talking about the Constitution, talking about corruption in government, all of which in the Mayak report and many others that we've covered here on the show and on the website, the law enforcement agencies and Homeland Security now define as domestic extremism and terrorism. This is about chilling free speech. It's about making people afraid to talk about any of this in their emails, phone conversations, and through the information they get from visiting websites such as PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And this whole monitoring America apparatus has nothing to do with finding terrorists. In every single case, the terrorists are entrapped. The terror plots are contrived, if not outright staged. We've documented that in triplicate on every occasion. But it's got everything to do, this Monitoring America program, with implanting this psychological Berlin Wall in the minds of Americans, and through fear, preventing them from ever attempting to escape from the prison planet, and also helping others to do the same. It's kind of like the cave allegory, which we posted on the website on Sunday. If you click on the featured stories archive, then you'll be able to watch this video, which is Plato's allegory of the cave. And it's about four human beings sat chained in a cave, and they're watching a projection on the wall. And on this projection, the different shadows dance across it, that are the choosing of the masters that keep the people enslaved in this cave. So while the people in the cave only ever see the shadows, anyone who actually succeeds in escaping from that cave actually sees reality as it truly is. But because those people are so indoctrinated to only ever seeing the shadows and thinking that, you know, their lives would end if they ever saw beyond them, then they in fact persecute the people who have become enlightened and who have escaped from their own enslavement. And that plays into what we're seeing with this Monitor America program, because as in the former East Germany, and indeed in Nazi Germany, it was all about breeding distrust, turning ordinary citizens against each other. And as Robert Gallately, the Florida University professor, found in his study of these informant snitch programs, which are now coming to America, during the 1930s and early 1940s in Nazi Germany, the people who reported on their neighbors did so hardly ever out of genuine security concerns, and indeed, it never improved security one iota, which demolishes that justification immediately. What this Florida University professor found that was that people would report on their neighbors either for career goals, so as to get them in legal trouble and jump over them on the career ladder, for financial benefit to get rewards from becoming an informant, and through this strange Pavlovian psychological need to receive approval and respect from an authority figure. So in all three different cases of why people informed on their neighbors, not one of those was because of genuine concerns about they might be a terrorist. So in every historical case, this has always turned out the same way. And yet now with the Big Sis Walmart spying campaign, the garbage collectors, you know, looking for crime, looking for terrorists in Albany, New York, and many other areas of the country. Now over 10,000 garbage collectors nationwide in America are performing the dual role of terrorist hunters. And it's all heading in the same direction as we've seen in some of the darkest periods in human history. That's why I say that it is evidence that America is now a decaying banana republic. And the only question surrounding where it's going in the next 5-10 years is whether it will be this bumbling authoritarian state or whether it will become absolutely ruthless, as we saw in Nazi Germany. That seems to be the only question left. The fact that it's going towards this firmly authoritarian state is now beyond any doubt. So that's Monitoring America, Washington Post article, 8 pages throwing it in your face, and it's linked up on prisonplanet.com. In fact, there's an AFP boil down of what's in it, and that's what we've posted at prisonplanet.com, because the actual story is 8 pages long, so I encourage you to read it all. Shifting gears, of course, I'm broadcasting to you today from frozen Britain, the country which just 10 years ago, global warming alarmists said that children would never see the sight of snow again. And we've got this quote which we posted on prisonplanet.com today in a flashback article. This is from March 2000, over 10 years ago. Britain's winter ends tomorrow with further indications of a striking environmental change. Snow is starting to disappear from our lives. That's what the global warming alarmists were saying 10 years ago. And in this article, he quotes the infamous CRU Climate Research Centre, which was the epicentre of the Climategate scandal, and one Mr. David Viner, who stated, quote, "Children just aren't going to know what snow is." Well, that's a little odd, Mr. Viner, because 10 years later, I can look out my window and there's an awful lot of the white stuff around today. You know, Heathrow Airport closed 2 days running, Britain paralyzed, deluged by snow, coldest December in recorded history. Coldest temperature for decades measured at minus 26 degrees. And yet, the establishment media still gives discredited cranks like Mr. Viner, who 10 years ago said that it would never snow again in Britain, a platform to disseminate their vehemently debunked propaganda over and over again, as we recently saw with the Cancun summit. Now, in this article, which was out the London Independent, written 10 years ago, the alarmists say that global warming will cause milder winters in Britain. Remember that. They said global warming would cause milder winters. Now, of course, 10 years later, they say that freezing is part of the warming, even as Britain experiences its coldest winter on record, coldest December on record. The global warming hierarchy are just saying, yeah, that freezing is part of the global warming. And if you repeat that ridiculous assertion enough times, then the idiots might start to believe it. But let's look at the actual facts behind this. They say that Britain is being battered with this big chill, the global warming alarmists do, because, you know, the Gulf Stream is malfunctioning. And again, the Gulf Stream is malfunctioning, and that's man's fault. But there's a problem, because that little scam doesn't work anymore for them. Both NASA and the Met Office, which is basically the CRU discredited Climategate crooks, in their own studies have now had to admit that their data on the Gulf Stream was completely inaccurate and that the Gulf Stream is unaffected. But whether it's hotter or colder, for them it doesn't matter. It's all proof of man-made global warming. Freezing is now part of the warming. Any weather is man's fault, and they will use it to ram through and exploit their agenda of complete regulation and control over your life through carbon taxes and the genocidal move towards the end game. We're going to come back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Well, the global warming alarmists have definitely decided who to blame for Britain's coldest December since records began, and that's, of course, man-made climate change. 10 years ago, they said that snow would disappear from our lives completely, that children would grow up never seeing the sight of snow, and now Heathrow Airport completely closed, flights cancelled, whole country paralysed from, in places, 2 feet of snow. We had another 2 feet of snow a week ago. You know, for the past 3 winters, we've been deluged with this stuff. Maximum record low temperatures recorded for decades, minus 26 degrees. And of course, that's all proof of global warming. Now notice, that's what they're still claiming. Notice that whenever man-made global warming skeptics point to, you know, the coldest December in Britain since records began, as evidence for global cooling, the alarmists proudly proclaim, oh, but that's just the weather. You know, we're talking about climate models measured over 100 years. You know, you can't quantify global warming by using the data from one single weather event. But it's funny that, isn't it? Because whenever there's a hot weather event, like Russia experienced in the summer just gone, that also caused the Pakistani floods, the global warming alarmists immediately seize upon that weather event, which they say can't be used to prove global warming one way or another, as evidence of global warming. Again, any weather, tornadoes, record freezing, sizzling hot summer temperatures, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, just anything. That's all never happened before in the natural geological history of the planet. It's only just started to happen, and it's all our fault. So we've got to pay carbon taxes to Al Gore and to the massive climate exchanges that they profit in the hundreds of millions of dollars from. Again, get it into your head. Freezing is part of the warming. Do you understand? Black is white. Now, another thing they're coming out with, again, the more discredited they become, the more ridiculously stupid and bold their proclamations are. They're now saying that 2010 is the hottest year since records began. And this myth is being promulgated by Dr. James Hansen of NASA. This is the guy who gave glowing approvals to books written by fellow alarmists that call for environmental terrorism, blowing up bridges, and returning man to the Stone Age. That's a good idea to save the planet, obviously. Again, 2010, so-called hottest year ever since records began. Total fabrication. 3 studies said that global temperatures had cooled by 0.3 degrees Celsius in 2010. One study, the one led by Hansen, said that global temperatures in 2010 had increased by 0.2 degrees Celsius. Now, the funny thing about it is that, as Anthony Watts over at What's Up With That, the premier global warming skeptic website, along with Mark Morano's Climate Depot, proves, 75% of the temperature data that Hansen used to proclaim that this was the hottest year on record was completely contrived. Oh, is that any surprise with these people? You know, hide the decline. These are the climate gate crooks that twist the data to suit their own agenda. And basically, they didn't even have 75% of the temperature data in, so they just basically made it up. And you've got these 3 other studies saying the opposite, and guess which one the Associated Press and the establishment media chose to give traction to? To the other 3 studies that all agreed that global temperatures had significantly dipped by 0.3 degrees? No, of course, they went for the manufactured, contrived 75% data one, which said that temperatures had increased by 0.2% and that this was the hottest year on record. Why? Because obviously it backs up their global warming myth that they're now fully invested in and that is being used to push towards your total enslavement and the lowering of your living standards. We'll be back with Ted Anderson and more news and your thoughts after break. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay tuned. It's the Alex Cooper Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Certainly want to rule over the control and manipulation of precious metals. We're about to go to Ted Anderson, but this revolution against the bankers with Americans across the country buying physical silver is really starting to catch fire. We're going to go to a clip now, Ted Anderson, after this clip.
You're watching Why Silver? Why Now? Never in the history of mankind has one nation engaged in such a rapid descent. In 1980, the United States was the world's largest creditor nation. Today, it's the largest debtor not only in the world, but in the history of the world. We have witnessed massive corruption across all areas of society, from the Enron scandal to Bernie Madoff to trillions missing from the Pentagon, as Donald Rumsfeld publicly admitted on September 10, 2001. The aim of this microdoc is to help everyone not only recognize how dire the situation has become for America, but also to help you understand that there is something you can do today in order to provide some measure of protection for you and your family. So here are the facts. The corruption in our financial markets has been so so widespread for so long that it has actually created opportunity for the properly informed. Because the Federal Reserve owns the printing presses which pump out our paper dollars, the controlling class has for years suppressed the free market prices of gold and silver in order to keep their paper dollars unrivaled. Yet, like a canary in a coal mine, the rising prices of gold and silver are signaling that something is wrong. So the bankers have flooded the market with paper representations of gold and silver in a coordinated scheme to keep those prices down, thus keeping that canary alive.
And people will say, well, there is, and you've heard it today, there's not that much physical metal out there. There isn't. But in the physical market, as the market uses that term, there is much more metal than that. There's 100 times what there is.
But it's no longer working. The bankers are losing the battle.
Precious metals are financial assets, and like currencies and T-bills and T-bonds, they trade in the multiples of 100 times the underlying physical.
Investors and hedge fund vigilantes around the world now know about the banker's scheme, and the result is nothing short of revolutionary. People from all walks of life around the world are now buying physical gold and silver and rejecting the paper metal.
I own physical silver.
Physical silver.
I own physical silver.
Physical silver.
I own physical silver.
I own physical.
Add to that even a few nation states actively acquiring physical metal, and it all adds up to yet another paper Ponzi scheme collapsing. This one built of paper metal. What is happening right now is causing this decades-long scheme to unravel, and when it's fully exposed, it will prove to be the biggest financial fraud in world history. So, if you purchased silver a year or two ago and you've doubled your money, do you sell now? If you're new to this and don't own any, do you buy? Well, here are the facts. You decide. The industrial demand for silver has been growing year in and year out, draining some 800 million ounces of physical silver from world markets every year, with a worldwide mining production only providing approximately 550 million ounces per year. You can see the problem. The United States government owned 2 billion ounces of silver in 1990. Today, it has zero. There is not enough physical silver to meet industrial demand or investor demand. In fact, to rechannel investor interest in silver away from physical and into yet more paper, J.P. Morgan, the very bank being investigated by the Department of Justice for fraud, created the SLV ETF, a paper tiger, which according to the esteemed Harvey Organ and other researchers like this one who have read the SLV prospectus, the SLV listed on the NYSE has no physical silver behind it, and when the paper Ponzi finally collapses, those holding paper representations of silver through the SLV will find they are listed as unsecured creditors. So what does it all mean? Well, here's the deal. Orwell said, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. We are now living in a time of massive deceit. Americans are quickly losing confidence in their financial markets, in their media, and in their government. And the creditor nations to whom we owe trillions are starting to lose confidence in our dollar. So why physical silver? The reasons are obvious. The next steps are yours. Thanks for watching. Why silver? Why now?
And there you have it. I mean, we've got the globalists at every turn, J.P. Morgan, George Soros, trying to badmouth gold and silver while pumping out these paper instruments to artificially suppress the price so they can ultimately hoard all the physical supplies. But we've got Ted Anderson joining us now. Ted, I mean, the jig's up, isn't it? I mean, as a result of this campaign led by Max Keiser and others, we've got J.P. Morgan having to publicly reduce their position in silver. And this backdoor manipulation of precious metals is really starting to be pushed out into the open.
Well, it sure has become more widely known that the central banks of the world have been in manipulating gold and silver, trying to suppress the prices and trying to support their fiat currency. You got to remember J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, even Wells Fargo, they're all member banks of the Federal Reserve. It's a cartel. Not a whole lot different than the cartels you watch in the movie when you're looking at the gangster flicks. You know, it's a cartel. These people control currencies and they want to continue to maintain that control. And as people buy gold and silver and start trading that amongst each other as currency, they lose that control. It is the only game that they have. And they, the only thing they have to fuel their scheme is a printing press. They can make as much money as they want. They can create it out of thin air. They get to create it from nothing. There's no labor in the process of doing so. And they get to collect interest from the entire nation. And really, they're trying to build it into the entire world. So we all labor for them like slaves off of something that they create from nothing. You know, it's no doubt that the United States debt problem evolved from the Federal Reserve System and their cartel, and the same thing is true in London with the Bank of England and all these different banks across the entire world. For some reason in 1913, we decided to go to this fiat money system where we have bankers that are creating currency, and it simply took the power from the hands of the people and handed it over to this elite group. And they fight amongst each other and so on and so forth. But I can tell you one thing for sure. They all have the same common denominator. They all want to see the United States dollar and the currencies of the world stay in control and not see gold and silver take back over what it used to have previous to 1913. Or going all the way up to 1971 here in the United States where Nixon took us off the gold standard. But, you know, right now the French are losing their AAA grade rating on their bonds, on their debt. They're going to be a subclass now. It's like, you know, we've got this erosion of the monetary system in Europe. And the French are the next in line to fail. You know, we've seen the Greek crises, and now it's spread to, it's spread to the United Kingdom and in that area, now France. So, you know, and the funny thing is the United States dollar is gaining some strength because of it, but the United States dollar is in a free fall. It just means that the French currency is falling faster, which is obviously the euro. The French's currency is falling faster than the United States dollar and propping up the dollar in the process. It's so crazy, this whole thing. But we're talking about silver. I tell you, Paul, the best thing that people can do, and I'm not kidding about this. I mean, there's so many people that are out there going, well, I can't afford silver. I don't know what I can do. Da, da, da. You know, I put together a package that just makes it absolutely so easy to buy. I mean, $97, I'm delivering 3 silver dollars. And these are the silver dollars that were used here in this country as constitutional money between 1776 all the way up till 1964. I'm talking about the real silver money that was intended by our forefathers here in the United States for us to use so the government doesn't have the printing press and do what they're doing right now. And those 3 silver dollars, I match them with 3 of Alex's best videos. The Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, and Endgame, all tied together in one package where you can get the videos. And these are not copies of the videos. I've been to several of these, functions like 9/11 events and so on and so forth where people are handing out videos and they make copies and put them in a paper sleeve and they tell people to watch this video and on the front of it you'll see a marker that says Endgame on it, you know. And these are the ones that are actually sealed in the plastic, brand new videos, brand new productions of the Alex Jones and Company. And I just need to say, people need to be getting involved. I mean, get away from this fiat money system. You're actually, by doing so, you're fighting the fight. You're getting into gold and silver, which was intended for you to use. The people here in the United States learned an awfully big lesson when the continental currency failed. And it failed because of the printing press. And now the United States dollar, the Federal Reserve note, is failing for the same reason. We've driven ourselves way too far into debt. We have way too much liability to pay. There's no way the United States can ever do it. We've sold our children's future, sad as that sounds. And the only answer to this is to get back to precious metals as money. Take that darn printing press away from our politicians. We just need to do that because the politicians will continue to invent new legislation and have absolutely no restriction to financially to what they do because they have this darn printing press. You're going to continue to see bad ideas come out of Washington, D.C. and put our children further on the hook. And until that printing press is gone, this is going to go this way. And with the printing press, you also have to end this cartel of the Federal Reserve Bank and its bank branches. You're in Europe, and I don't even know how you're going to start to end that Rothschild bank they call the Bank of England. But here in the United States, we have a constitution that clearly describes that we should be using gold and silver as money. The founding father said that this is how this should be. Gold and silver coins, and left to the power of the state to coin that, to coin, you know, gold and silver coins as money. As soon as we got away from that, it was a treasonous act, and the people that decided to set up this Federal Reserve System actually had to travel incognito, not even using their own names, to meet down in Jekyll Island to get this thing going. It just absolutely stinks of corruption. And, you know, anyways, I'm blowing my horn way too long here. If you're interested in buying the silver dollars for $97, all you have to do is call us at 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. You can also ask for the Frank offer. For $304, that gets a full year subscription to Bob Chapman's newsletter. And we have the British Sovereign at $380, and you get 5 videos for that. I mean, it's just, you know, people need to get involved with the precious metals. They need to get away from this fiat system. By taking fiat money, you're supporting the very cause that's taken down this country.
And, Ted, is this offer just over the phone, or is it on MidasResources.com as well?
Well, you're going to find it on MidasResources.com. You're going to find it on Infowars.com. You can certainly call the 800 number and get it that way. You can go to GCNLive.com and click there. But I would, you know, easiest way to make it simple is just dial 1-800-686-2237. We will accept your credit card. You can mail in a check. If you want us to do it ACH, you can just give us the numbers off of your check, and we'll have it automatically drawn out. It'd be, what a great gift, you know, holiday gift idea. I realize there's not enough time between now and Christmas to get it to you there, but who cares, a late Christmas present? You know, why not? You know, get yourself involved in the precious metals. There's a reason why, you know, Hamilton and Jefferson and Jackson and all these, you know, the people that actually fought to give us our freedom and our liberty, and here we let it, you know, just get taken away from us. I mean, we're slaves to a cartel, to a system that's not even a form of our government. It's privately held. They get to create something and siphon off your labor for it. You know, it's depleting the assets of the United States of America. It just shouldn't be this way. And it doesn't have to be this way. It wasn't designed to be this way. It is absolutely unconstitutional that we've gotten where we have. You know, the Federal Reserve Act was not a constitutional amendment. That means that it does not override the mandate of the Constitution that says that we should be using gold and silver as money. But yet, here it is, because they're so powerful, they have their hands in the pockets of our politicians so deeply that they're able to get away with something that's absolutely unconstitutional.
Okay, thanks, Ted. That's Ted Anderson, MidasResources.com. And, I mean, that's a really good idea. I mean, last year for Christmas I got a 1 ounce silver coin, and you can get the presentation box, and it just makes a better gift, and it's something of real value than buying something that somebody doesn't want, doesn't need. So that's MidasResources.com. Take advantage of that great offer. Thanks to Ted Anderson. Quick call before the break. Let's go to Ben in Texas. Ben, you're on the air.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing? I just wanted to say I applaud what you're doing, speaking out about government abuse of power and public deceit. I wish the public would use your analogy of the allegory of the cave more. But I just wanted to shed some light on Travis County CPS, where the state is abusing constitutional rights. And I'm a perfect example of Prison Planet, where all it took was a state worker to make a false accusation against me, submit a document to the court accusing me of something that wasn't true. Then CPS took my newborn daughter, placed her in my brother's custody. This was all made on false grounds. Placed her in my brother's custody. They gave me 3 days to decide this. Once I she was in my brother's custody, I told CPS I didn't want her there. She was, you know, they were using drugs and alcohol, and it was an unsafe environment. 2 weeks later, she died. And this is all because state officials are fabricating sworn documents. And, you know, the CPS system is not only a pedophilia playground, it's a government cash cow. And the state doesn't have the public's protection in mind. They care about protecting themselves. And that's what it's coming for more and more every day. And you've got this judge down here in Travis County signing these willy-nilly orders, Judge Byrne, and no one is there to oversee how she's violating federal constitutional rights of due process and so forth. And I just want to say that, and I just want to say that I applaud what you're doing. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Ben. Yeah, I mean, it's all part of the Monitor America program. You've got ad council ads encouraging people to report people for child abuse, and they say even though there's no evidence, just report them anyway. You've got fathers being arrested for feeding their kids organic food, for not giving them tap water with fluoride, and it's just a sadistic cult that preys on this informant society, and that's what big sis, that's what big government wants, is the population feeding on each other.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Father harassed by CPS for feeding kids organic food. See something, say something. Neighbors report on man for refusing to make daughters drink tap water or take vaccines. And this is what the caller was talking about in the previous segment. This morning, I was listening to a US radio show. In the adverts, an ad council commercial produced in association with the government, it basically said there doesn't need to be any evidence for you to suspect somebody of child abuse. Just report them anyway so we can investigate. Report your neighbour. It's for the children. Report them to the government, who then hires armies of TSA thugs to fondle your children, who are later caught with 10,000 child porn images on their computer. Well, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Again, turning everybody against each other in this Stasi crypto East Germany decaying banana republic. And one of the primary ways they're targeting us now is through our own children. Andy in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about what happened to me this weekend. I was gathering petition signatures this weekend for the Libertarian Party of Maryland. In case people are not aware, in this country, in the majority of states, you have to get petition signatures in order to be able to place candidates on the ballot. And in Maryland, you have to get 10,000 signatures from registered voters in order to have your party qualified for the ballot. And then once you get ballot status, you have to get a certain percent of the vote in the governor's race in order to maintain ballot status. And if you don't hit that vote threshold in the governor's race, you have to do another petition to requalify for the next election cycle. And in order to keep your party on the ballot and not lose all of your registered voters, that is the people who checked your party box on the voter registration form, you have to have that petition completed by January 2nd. So myself and some other people here in the Libertarian Party of Maryland have been gathering these petition signatures. And this weekend, I was in a place called Ellicott City, Maryland, and I was in, which is in Howard County. And I was in front of a library there, and the librarian told me, came out and told me that I had to leave, that I couldn't do this there. Now, I happen to know that we have a legal right to do this, and in fact, we have done this at other libraries in Maryland, and including in Howard County, and didn't have any problems. There's also some court rulings that have gone down in our favor, two of which I know of in the state of Maryland. One of them was a court ruling against the Maryland Transit Authority, and this was on behalf of the group ACORN, which was out doing voter registration drives, and the ACLU of Maryland took their case, and they won. The Maryland Transit Authority was saying that they couldn't do their voter registration activities at these transit stops, that is, bus stops, subway stops in Maryland, and they went to court.
So what happened to you? Did they make you leave, or did you stand put?
I tried to explain this to the librarian, and she wouldn't listen to me, and I tried to show her the paperwork, and she wouldn't look at my paperwork, and then she called the police. And so the police came out, and the first cop came out, and I showed them the paperwork. They wouldn't look at it, and I told them, look, I'm supposed to have a legal right to be here. And the cop said, okay, well, the sergeant's going to come out. So then the
All
police...
right, tell us how the story ends after the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. The Alex Jones Show. Joel Scanlon coming up live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.